From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Restaurant Association organized a peaceful protest Monday where hundreds of restaurants throughout the state were urging the governor to open indoor dining back up. The peaceful protest brought out Ray Abels to the Cattle Barons at Hobbs on a hot and windy Monday afternoon.
We need to stand against her with this because the restaurants are going to wind up closing permanently and we can't stand that.
Across the street from Cattle Barons, Pizza Inn owner Michael Moore went beyond protesting. His place was opened for sit-in dining, which violates the governor's new health mandates that sit-in restaurants be closed.
We got to make a stand. I mean, this mandate is just not fair. You know, we can't see y'all letting a third of our staff go because of this. You know, right. When other businesses are staying open and doing just fine, and we can stay open and stay safe as well.
Are you one of the few businesses that does not serve alcohol?
No, we do serve alcohol.
You do serve alcohol. So you're not fearful that the governor will pull your permit?
Oh, that's probably coming next, but we'll deal with that when we have to.
Chavez County recorded its third COVID-19-related death, according to Monday's update from the New Mexico Department of Health. The woman who died was in her 80s and was hospitalized and had underlying health conditions, that according to the Department of Health. Chavez County also reported 17 new cases of the COVID-19, bringing the accumulative total to 179. The health department also reported 285 accumulative cases of the coronavirus in Lee County, 144 in Eddy, and 24 in Lincoln. NFL Hall of Famer linebacker Brian Urlacher, who played for the Chicago Bears, the UNM Lobos, and the Lovington Wildcats, is looking to make a play with a group of other professional athletes to buy the New York Mets for $1.7 billion. The group of athletes are hoping to help former Yankees great Alex Rodriguez and his girlfriend Jennifer Lopez purchase the Mets. 24-year-old Manuelito Enrique De La Rosa of Eddy County was arrested and charged with a probation violation in connection with 11 pounds of marijuana. Eddy County deputies obtained a search warrant for that residence where they located 11 pounds of marijuana, a firearm, and over $6,400 in cash. Eddy County Sheriff Mark Hayes said the investigation is ongoing and more charges could come. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.